皆さんこんにちは。今日は2007年2月の6日ワシントン DC デニス・クシニッチさんのオフィスに来ています。今からですね、デニス・クシニッチ下院議員をインタビューするところです。レイバンオフィスに移ったデニスはエリザベスさんと一緒に今平和賞法案を提出してきたばかりです。昨日提出して、何人だったかな、52人ぐらいのコースポンサーがいると思います。それではデニス・クシニッチさんのお話を聞いてください。
Reconciliation for tapping our highest capabilities to relate to one another without violence, but with a sense of joy and honor and expectation that together we can create a better world.
デニス・クシニッチさんの平和賞法案というのは今回4回目です。第110回議会に4回目の提出をしたんですけれども、52名の方がコースポンサーとして名前を連ねています。そしてどうしてこういう法案を作っているんでしょう。アメリカをトランスフォームする、転換する、平和の方向に転換するためですと言っています。今のアメリカは破壊をし戦争をしている国です。そんなことをしなくても私たちがお互いに知り合い、信頼をもとにですね、違う世界を作っていくことができる、そのためにこの法案を書いています。
Do you know, I am also started the campaign for Ministry of Peace in Japan, inspired by the Peace Alliance effort here in the United States. And I attended the 4th National Peace Alliance Department of Peace Conference 3 days, and it's so inspiring. 700 people came. You've been working with Peace Alliance.
Yeah. Well, yes, the Peace Alliance has...popularized the legislation. They have helped in a campaign to let people know about it. The more people know about this, the more support we have, because people know that peace is very practical. It's very practical to look at issues of our relationships and whether or not violence in relationships can yield to programs of education, whichteach people how to deal with their feelings and educate our children as to what happens when they have these powerful feelings and what do they do with them. And so aggression is learned. Non-aggression can also be learned. War is learned. Peace can be learned. So we're trying to teach peace, teach non-violence, and in doing so transform our nation and the world.
Yes. And do you know how strong your nation, United States, influenced Japan in our foreign policy? Now we have this strong pressure from the United States that our peace constitution, Article 9, which I'm wearing, is obstacle to the good relation of U.S. and Japan. Do you believe so? It's not...
Japan should hold Article 9...as dear as it holds the life of the nation of Japan itself. Article 9 is Japan's gift to the world. Article 9 shows that Japan understands that peace must have primacy. Now this administration, unfortunately, has tried to use force in the world, and all other nations who don't agree with force, it tries to get them to...recant their belief in the power of nonviolence. Japan must take a stand not only for Japan, but for the world. The world needs Japan today to be the exemplars of peace, to show the world that peace is necessary. Japan is the nation that suffered so much from war. It was our nation, the United States,which dropped the largest weapon of mass destruction that has ever been used in the history of the world at Nagasaki and Hiroshima. The Japanese people, through their history, have demonstrated enormous forgiveness and compassion. What qualities that should be shared with the entire world! So we need Japan to come to us and say,we should have something in our constitution,
yes,
like to stand for peace, and not for Japan to give up what it has in its constitution that stands for peace.
デニスさんが今言ったことはですね、憲法9条が、私は今デニスさんに聞いたんですね、憲法9条は今アメリカの圧力によって変えられようとしています。 言ったら日本の皆さんは憲法を守らなきゃいけない、9条を守らなきゃいけない、それは日本のためではなく、日本だけのためではなくて世界のためです。日本は第二次世界大戦で一番戦争の惨状を経験した国です。私たちの国がアメリカが広島と長崎に原爆を落としたんです。その惨状からですね、日本の人たちはこれまでずっと許しを、許しの道を歩んできました。そして世界に平和を広げてきた、そういう人々です。今日本が今世界に必要とされているんですね。ですから憲法9条を守ってください。そしてアメリカこそこの平和のね、平和によって立つ、法案あるいは憲法が必要なんです。 So how do you think the Department of Peace bill will do in this 100th Congress?
We have 52 co-sponsors. Mm-hmm. By the end of this Congress, I think we'll probably double the number of co-sponsors.
Wonderful.
And because people all over this country want America to take a new direction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't want America to be pursuing war. They want America to stand for peace.
この第100回議会でこのビルの名前808法案ですね、 HR808、この平和賞法案がどうなるでしょうか。多分今52人のコースポンサーがいるんですが、終わる頃までには100人以上に増えるでしょう。というのはアメリカ人は今新しい方向を模索しています。もうこれ以上戦争してほしくない、平和の方向に歩んでほしいということをみんなが思っているんですね。ですからこのことが広まれば広まるほど支持者が増えるに決まっています。 Do you have a question again to the congressman?
I got time for one more.
Okay.
Wow.
Whatever you want to say to, okay, we are hosting the third international department in the Ministry of Conference in Japan in September.
Really?
And in September. And I'm seriously inviting you this time, but I know you are busy. September 20th.
In our town.
September 21st, International Day of Peace. This is the third international, we call it Global Alliance for Departments and Ministries of Peace.
I would love to be there. I would, you know, I'm running for president,
yes,
so
you know.
I'm pretty busy here in the States, but I would at least like to send a greeting at the time
that
it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to go to Japan. I think it's important sometime in August to be in Japan if I can.
Yes, for the memorial of Hiroshima.
Because not only do I believe that we must work to develop structures of peace in our own society, but in order to make, as we move in that, we need to lead the way to abolish nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I intend to lead the way in that. Thank you.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much. One thing to Japanese workers who are working for Ministry of Peace, to encourage them, one thing just to Japanese people working for Ministry of Peace in Japan.
We have to believe in the power of our hearts to change the world, that each one of us, when we reach out to help another person overcome their anger, their aggression, we are reaching out to the world to help the world overcome its anger and its aggression. Each one of us has the power to heal the world. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well,
beautiful, wonderful. Thank you.
I'm so honored to be with you and working with
you
in this.
You're a friend. It's nice to see you.
Yeah.
I know you have to go. I have to go.
Yeah. Thank you for your time.
And we'll see each other again.
Yeah.
And I'll see you, if not here, in Japan, okay?
Okay.
How's your children?
Watching TV at her house. She's been such a help to
give
us.
Give them my best.